This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The entrepreneur at the age of 94, plus a big market rally today, and President Obama selling America to the world. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Stock market posted quite a rally in early trading today. About a half hour into trading, the Dow was up 250 points, 1.4%. Europe was way up. As for why, some of the answer can be found in polls of British public opinion. Jay Bryson is Managing Director and Global Economist at Wells Fargo Securities.
So there was some polls out over the weekend that showed that the Remain camp, the people who want to stay within the European Union, has pulled back into the lead over the people who want to leave there. And so, you know, that has been seen as good news, and that's why markets are rallying as strongly as they are this morning.
Well, it's always worth asking, why is that seen as a reason to take on a little bit more risk by adding some stocks to one's portfolio? It's something about certainty versus uncertainty?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. If Britain were to leave the European Union, there'd be all sorts of uncertainty, certainly for that country. I mean, everything that's negotiated with the European Union over the last 40 years, including trading goods and services and free movement of people, all that would come into question. But, you know, more broadly, when you look at just the global economy, Europe has been integrating over the last 50-some years. You know, globalization has been going on for the last 30. And this is a big deal if they decide to move. It's a step back from all of that, and it really starts to raise uncertainty about, you know, where does the global economy go here in terms of further integration, or do we start to take a step back from that and start to move back towards where we were, you know, decades ago?
All right. Jay Bryson at Wells Fargo Securities, thank you.
Thank you, David.
The Brits vote on Thursday. President Obama is speaking at a Commerce Department summit today designed to persuade foreign investors to put more money into the U.S. Foreign direct investment here adds up to about $3 trillion. Western Europe, Japan, and Canada make up most of it, but that is shifting. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
President Obama and heavy hitters from his cabinet are all pitching foreign investors because their money tends to lead to jobs that pay better than average. In recent years, the big investment growth is from emerging countries, but there's still a small chunk of the total, at least for now, says Mihir Desai, a Harvard professor of finance and law.
Clearly, multinational firms that grow up in China and India and Brazil are going to be large global players. And so in the 50-year horizon, we want them to be operating in the U.S., building in the U.S., manufacturing in the U.S., and researching in the U.S.
Companies that come here get knowledge about the U.S. market and can hire highly skilled Americans. Vinay Thumalapalli is a Commerce Department official who works to sell global investors on America. As executive director of Select USA, he sees it this way.
These companies want to grow. They see the U.S. as stable, as a mature economy.
Foreign investment can be controversial, from Japan in the 80s to China now. But it is here, it's growing, and today, big players in Washington are pushing for more. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Now to the legendary comedian and actor who at the age of 94 is still hard at it as a multimedia entrepreneur. Carl Reiner created one of the greatest of television comedies, The Dick Van Dyke Show, and is mentor to essentially everybody in comedy from Seinfeld to Billy Crystal. I visited him at his house in Beverly Hills the other day as he was working on his next digital meets publishing extravaganza, where he takes the intellectual property he owns, engages his flawless, detailed memory, and creates books and other multimedia creations to sell as partner in a venture called randomcontent.com.
So, Mr. Reiner, what's the story?
Carl, if you don't call me Carl, I won't call you David.
All right. So, Carl, what's the story here? Retirement is not for you.
No. Retirement is for when I shuffle off the mortal coil or to Buffalo.
Or to Buffalo.
But when everybody asked me, what's the best thing in the world you've ever done, best thing for you, I said, hands down, the Dick Van Dyke Show. And I decided to write a book, Why and When the Dick Van Dyke Show Was Born. And I write about the 20 actual episodes that were based exactly on something that happened to my wife and my kids. Real incidents and how it turned into a Dick Van Dyke show.
And what people need to understand is these episodes that we thought were fiction were often based on things that you had lived.
Yes, based on things that I lived. Other writers who came in the office, I said, what happened in your life today? Don't make up things. I want for real.
So this digital stuff via the internet and then these other modes of communication, making these iBooks and stuff, it works?
It seems to work. Every time I tweet about the book coming, a book coming out, sales go up. I don't know about self-publishing, but I did publish with publishers who sometimes don't give you a right reading on how, and one publisher sold a lot of books and never gave us our just due until it was months, years later. We asked, "Is there some? Oh yeah, there's some money lying around here," and they sent it. But
oh, by the way, we actually did sell some of your books. So yeah, we owed you some money.
Yes. So this is the way we control our own destinies. And if you send me your name and who you want to dedicate it to, I will personally autograph it. So you'll have an autographed book, and I'll have the money coming from the sale of the books. So the world will be happy.
Just slightly terrified that if 3 to 5 million people hear this interview and they ask for the book, you're going to be signing your name a lot.
You know, if that happens, I will offer, and we'll say this, I will offer the greatest forgers who are in prison to help me, and it will say forged by. But I doubt that's going to happen. I can write. At night, Mel Brooks comes over and we sit and watch television. Instead of just watching television, I can write my name without looking.
Well, Carl Reiner, actor, director, producer, now multimedia entrepreneur as partner in Random Content. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Up on a 27-inch iMac he was working on in his third floor office is the first draft of a new multimedia project. Reiner is borrowing an idea from the 17th century diarist Samuel Pepys and chronicling every single thing he does in a day. Reiner's draft includes some photos of Carl lying in bed in various provocative positions, clad only in his tighty-whities, doing his morning exercises, which he started doing 30 years ago when he was 64, to keep his back in shape. He says it totally works. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.